salvation on Calvary. I love him because he first loved me.
Yes, Lord.
And purchased my salvation. On Calvary Street.
Amen, amen. Aren't you grateful for that tonight? Yes, Lord. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Luke chapter 22. I am doing my best to keep it short. As you'll notice, I don't even have any notes with me. I know. But Luke chapter 22. I had this thought on my heart a little while now. Told Brother Steve about it here a few weeks ago. But I hope it'll speak to you before we take the Lord's Supper. Luke chapter 22, and we'll start at verse 14. Verse 14, when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I'd like to just stop there. And just for a thought, let's just pray first. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this time we've already had to be in your presence, Lord, and just beautiful to be in the presence of God, to be in prayer with those of like precious faith, and this atmosphere of being away from all the things of the world and just being in the presence of God. We're so grateful. We're thankful that your word's still true. That where two or three are gathered together, Lord, you'd promised to be here, and you've done that again. We're thankful, Lord, that you come and that you're faithful to your word. We pray as share a few thoughts here and things that will encourage the people, Lord, and bring us closer to you and closer to one another. And may you prepare our hearts, Lord, as we come to the communion table. We love you so much. We're so thankful for everything you do for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. You know, as I open before prayer, communion many times is actually looked at in a pretty negative light because people read what I just did earlier about if you take the cup of the Lord or the bread of the Lord unworthily, then you're bringing damnation on yourself. And that the Corinthians had done that. They literally ate like gluttony and they drank enough wine to get drunk at the communion table. Now, what I love about that is them people still saved somehow. And I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to bring you to tonight is we're not doing what Jesus said when we come to the communion table. We didn't come to forget. We came to remember. We've come to this table to not think about what we've done. That's why we go, we judge ourselves, we get in prayer, we get that all settled away and done away with, because we didn't come to this table to say, look, here's something to show how righteous I am before God. That is not why we've come to this table. We've come to remember something. We've come to remember a man that wasn't Superman. He was a man like you and I, but took upon himself yours and my sin willingly, who dealt with it day in and day out, that every bruise that was on Him was so that you could be set free tonight. We're here to remember that a man chose when he could have prayed and it would have been all taken away from him and everything would have been fine. He said, not my will, but thine be done. We're here tonight to remember that He did that for us. We're here to remember that He didn't say, you let the guilt of sin be over and just bear over your life all the time. But He said, if you'll repent, you'll find the forgiveness that you're looking for. That the sacrifices and over and over and trying to make yourself accountable before God, He said, no, I'm not going to do that no more. I'll do it for you. And we've come tonight, when we come to take these elements, let's stop forgetting and let's start remembering. Let's start remembering this is the God that took us when we were nothing. Even in the kingdom of God, we were nothing. We weren't even worth His time. And in His mercy, He came down to us. And He said, I willingly gave my life that you don't have to live that way no more. That suffering you're going through, I've already suffered. That way you don't have to suffer no more. I've already bore these things in my body so that you could be free from them in yours. I'm so glad we serve a Jesus who didn't even just go through the physical either. He was day one led by the Holy Ghost to be tormented by the devil. The same one you deal with. Let's remember that tonight, that He does know what you go through. That He does understand a mind battle. He does understand the temptation of wanting to take the easy way. He does understand saying, man, sometimes carrying the word of the Lord is a heavy burden. He understands that. And we've come to remember that He did it for us. This body, this blood that shed, as Jesus said, He desired to eat this with them. Excuse me. By the way, I'm about 40 times better than I was Wednesday night, so thank you again. That's just from laying down, I think, or something. I'm not even really coughing. That was just getting something out of my throat. But I thank God for that. He's faithful. That He wanted to have this supper with them, because Jesus, though we know that when the real weight of having to give His life and the torment He was about to go under, that physical frame was about to break. I mean, it literally barely held together. If it wasn't for Him being Emmanuel, He would have cracked under the pressure like any of us would have. He was the only man who could do that. And in that time, He prayed, you know, Father, not my will, but thine be done. If I could pass over this, let it be done. But He said, no, I've come. I've come for this reason. Like He said right there, I've desired to have this supper with you because I'm ready to do for you. The whole reason why I was here wasn't just to call you. It wasn't just to cast out devils and to let you watch me raise the dead and heal sicknesses and things. I've come because I'm here to do something for you. I'm here to give my life that you can live. That Peter, you won't have to. I know before my crucifixion, you're going to be a coward out there. Won't even stand up for me. But for after I come and do what I'm going to do for you, I want you to remember I did this. That's why you have the Holy Ghost. That's why you're not afraid anymore. That's why you can preach in front of thousands when you wouldn't speak in front of one. Right. Hallelujah. Many times people come. Like I said, I'm not going to be too long. They come to the communion table and all they want to do is forget everything Jesus did. But didn't He? Through this blood and body? Didn't He save you from a life of sin? Didn't He provide when there was no bills to be paid and you didn't know where the next dollar was coming? Did He not come on the scene and said, I did pay for that too? When you were out of your wits and you didn't know where to go, and even many times we've been ran through by churches and pastors and we were confused and didn't know, aren't you glad that He was still there? And He said, it doesn't matter what man shall do to you. I know your names. You're in my palms. I gave my blood. You come here. I'll get the doubts out of you. Let us remember the one that didn't have to do these things. I think sometimes we forget that. We think, well, He had the word and, you know, it was laying there. He had to go through it. But there is still that part that you can choose what to do. And Jesus, if God would really be made flesh and really go through what you and I have to go through, He had to have the opportunity to not do it. He had to be able to say, I'm not going to go to the cross. But I'm so glad He was able to weigh out the suffering He was going through and the joy He would be able to give me. And He said, I'll take the cross. I say, Lord, let me weigh out tonight. Let me remember what You've done for me so when I go through my next trial, I can remember that, you know, when it's all said and done, Lord, I ain't going through that much. it really ain't that bad, because even when you think of those Old Testament saints, remember, they loved the Lord. David was a man after God's own heart, but the Bible says they were still bound, that they were afraid to die. They didn't know what was coming. They didn't know what the hope of the resurrection would even look like. But he says in this time, that fear of death has been taken away, because we've had a man die, go there, and come back. We've had, and we've got the evidence living within us now by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what this body and blood paid for, that you could never, you don't even have to fear death now. How do you stop a man who's not afraid of death? Hallelujah. And I'm not just talking natural death, I mean spiritual death too. That's what me and the family have been reading about Paul. And I love how every time Paul is brought before, he's brought before Felix, he's brought before Festus, he's brought before King Agrippa and Bernice. And do you know what he keeps telling them? He keeps telling them his testimony. He keeps going right back that I was a sinner and I met somebody on the road to Damascus. His name was Jesus Christ. And you can argue doctrine all you want to, but I met this man. He's alive forevermore. And I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but I'm here to remember what he did for me. I knew that law, and I love how Paul even explains that. You claim to believe the prophets, you claim to believe Moses, but you're looking at the very things he said that would come to pass that are happening right before you. You claiming me for being a heretic, but I'm just a heretic because I'm believing the word. I love how he tells a few of them, and they say, man, you almost made me a Christian. How many members that? I think that was Agrippa, and then the other one was, you know, I'll come in a convenient time. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't wait for a convenient time to save us? Convenience and the will of God don't go hand in hand all the time. And even tonight, maybe you got your mind in all kinds of other things you'd like to think, but can we forget all that for just a few moments and say, Lord, I've come to this place that I might remember one person. I'm not even here to remember Brother Andrew or Brother Branham or this church or my brothers and sisters. I'm here to remember one person. That's the only one that could give his life for me. Nobody else could do this, because what good would our blood do? It's tainted just as much as anybody else has since Adam and Eve decided to fall. We've been on this track, but there was one that didn't have to choose it. Because he came from the Word of God, from the mind of God. A word is a thought spoken. He came from the Word of God just like Adam did and never chose that wrong path. Not for himself. He knew who he was. He did it for you and me. Because had he had his own sin, he wouldn't be able to pay for yours. Oh, Jesus, God, thank you for that tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, let's forget about ourselves for a little bit. Let's forget about our trials. Let's forget about our failures. Let's forget about our shortcomings for just a little while and say, Lord, I'm here to do one thing. I'm in this building for one purpose, to remember that when I was without hope, when I didn't have anybody, you still chose me. When I didn't have anyone in my corner, not even myself, you still had me, Lord. When I would have stood right in front of you like Peter did and say, Lord, you ain't never going to die. My life ain't worth you dying. I'm so glad, Lord, that you told me the same thing you told Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. Push me out of the side and went up Calvary's Hill anyways. Amen. I'm so glad that I didn't let my sin become my ruler. But Lord, I was able to accept your grace by faith. Now, look, brother, sister, don't wait for no chill bump or something. You just believe what Jesus did for you tonight. That's how simple it is to come to the house of the Lord. That's how simple it is to come to the communion table, as we're here for one purpose. Let's do this in remembrance of him. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11, and then we'll read and change the order of the service. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, Take this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. All those that are partaking tonight, would you come forward now as we do a little maybe semicircle thing here. Make room for one another, tarry for one another. Just being in an atmosphere of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Lord, as I lift this bread, Lord, we remember the body that was lifted for us. We thank you, Lord, for being broken and beaten and not fighting back, but Lord, accepting it, that all of our sins could be erased, all of our sicknesses could be healed, all of our torments could be delivered, Father, and all of our souls that were empty could be filled. We're thankful, Lord, and as we partake of this bread, we remember what you did, and we're here to say thank you. Thank you for letting your body be broken for us. Lord, as we partake, we do this in remembrance of you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Bless it, Lord. Go ahead and partake when you're served. Jesus, bless your name tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. How worthy you are, Lord. How worthy you are, Jesus. Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. After the same manner, let's bow our heads again. Lord, as I lift this wine up to you, we think of every drop of blood that was shed all the way up Calvary's hill and on that bloody cross, and that every drop was for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that blood still has power. Even tonight, Lord, I believe that there's healing in this cup. That you're the same Jesus that healed the sick, still alive, Lord. And we put our faith in that blood, not in any works we've ever done, but in this one work, Lord, we've come to remember that you said it was finished. We accept it, Lord. Thank you for being sufficient for all of our needs. Thank you for being the supreme sacrifice. Thank you for being the best God we could ever have asked for. Lord, bless this wine now. And as we partake of it, may we remember what you did for us. In Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed Lord. Thank you for that bleeding blood, Lamb of God. How worthy you are tonight, Lord. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for that bleeding, bloody lamb. It takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, blessed Lord. Let's give the Lord a thank offering from our heart. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for dying for me, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for the precious blood and body of Christ. You're worthy, Lord Jesus, of all praise. All honor and all glory. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for never leaving the word for our sakes. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for the precious blood. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Let's just praise Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we change the order.